today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear Muslims all around the world, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. So welcome, and we're going to speak about the concept of it's never too late.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave. Now my only goal, oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Wednesday, 2nd of Zulhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of the month of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen chapter Az-Zumar, verse 56, and then we'll learn about its important point.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. An taqula nafsun ya hasrata ala ma farrattu fi janbillahi wa in kuntu laminas sakhirin.
Lest a soul should say, oh, how great is my regret over what I neglected in regard to Allah, and that I was among the mockers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The day of resurrection is the day of regret. Underrating divine injunctions, and worse than that, mocking them all spring from neglect. Following the emphatic injunction as to repentance and compensation for the past wrong deeds, the blessed verse is saying that these junctions have been sent down lest, on the day of resurrection, one may say, woe to me, that I failed to act upon divine command, and I mocked his verses and messengers.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Dear brothers and sisters, it's never too late. Yes, we're going to speak about that. It's never too late. Many a times, we feel that since we have sinned so much, there is no way that Allah is trying to forgive us. It's too late. But such thoughts are the work of the devil, who entices us into believing that we are not worthy of forgiveness. This misconception moves us away from Allah and His worship, as we tend to believe that no amount of worship can now undo what we did. Hence, we give up on all our attempts at seeking forgiveness, and we also give up on whatever worship we were previously involved in. Led astray by the devil at work, we tend to forget that Allah loves it when His creations comes to Him repenting and begging for forgiveness. Let's all seek the forgiveness of such of each other in order to attain salvation and the mercy of our Lord. Let's keep the spirit of forgiveness flowing all year around. Inshallah, we will be rewarded for it, if we not in this world, then in the next one.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about a concept of a famous proverb that it is said that it is never too late to do something. We should give as much as we can in the way of Allah, and we are assured of the rewards for doing so by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter Baqarah, verse 261, the likeness of those who spend their money for Allah's sake is as the likeness of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears. Every single ear has 100 grains, and Allah multiplies, increases the reward for whom He wills. And Allah is all sufficient for His creatures' needs, all knower. The fourth concept that we are going to talk about is free time before preoccupation. So we have to know the cost or the importance or the value of our free time before it is getting too late and we have no time and we are fully preoccupied. Islam always encourages us to make the most of our time and to spend as much of it as possible in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should utilize the time we have available to do as much good as we can, because before we know it, this time will have passed. As we said earlier, we should use the time we have in our youth to do as much in the way of Allah as possible, because as time passes, as well as having to contend with old age and all that entails, we will inevitably have a lot more things to worry about, like jobs, homes and families, things that most of us at this present moment aren't necessarily worried about. If we think that finding the time to practice Islam is difficult now, what will we do when life really starts to pick up pace? There is nothing wrong with getting married and having a family, but we should appreciate the relative freedom that we have now and spend as much of it as we can on good deeds.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
This is today's special and making a plan. This is one tip to reboost your iman. If you didn't make a plan, or if you had one but haven't been able to keep up, it's not too late. Just make a new one from now. Making a plan increases your chances of success. Of course, outcomes are always with Allah, and all we can do is put in our best effort, inshallah. But it's difficult to put in efforts in something that hasn't been planned, especially over such a long time frame. Not sure where to start? Start with little goals at the beginning. Then go step by step. You will reach your goals, inshallah. said that your life is the product of your thoughts. Yes, happiness or misery, peace or anxiety springs from within. You alone color your life, bright or dark, the same way as a glass takes the color of the liquid it contains. Whoever is content with Allah's decree will win his good pleasure, and whoever is discontent with Allah's decree will incur his wrath. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, visited a sick Bedouin suffering from fever and consoled him, saying, "No harm is purification by the will of Allah." The sick Bedouin replied, "Rather, it is a fever burning in an old man that shall bring him to the grave." The Prophet said, "Yes, so it will be." This indicates that a person's psychological state greatly determines the fate of his actions. The following words prove how people's positive and negative attitudes to the same object matter significantly affect the outcome. But among the Bedouins are some who believe in Allah and the Last Day and regard what they spend as a means of attaining nearness to Allah and of obtaining invocations of the Messenger. Indeed, spending in Allah's cause brings them nearer to Him. Allah will admit them to His mercy. You can find this concept on chapter At-Tawbah, that is chapter 9 of the Holy Quran, verse 99.
Allah Azza wa Jal has how many names? He has 99 names. He chose to introduce Himself to humanity using two names. Both of them are from the word Rahmah. Ar-Rahman, derived from Rahmah. Ar-Rahim, derived from Rahmah. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, it's important for us to never present Islam in a way that makes people lose hope in Allah. This is why the hadith tells us, إِنَّ الطُّرُقَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِعَدَدِ أَنْفَاسِ الْخَلَائِقِ, that the pathways to God, no matter where you are in your spiritual journey, the pathways to Him are more numerous than the breaths of His creation. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, one of the most important principles in staying positive in a negative world is to always have hope in Him, to never lose hope in Him.
Dear brothers and sisters, our time is up, but we spoke about it's never too late. So think about it until another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, cause I'm a believer.